This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The professional basketball season starts tonight. Lots of on-court action, to be sure. But take a minute when you're not actually watching the ball and have a look at the sidelines. At the 7-foot-tall, quite possibly furry mascot, doing its best to get the crowd riled up and into the game. And then think about the person inside, about what their life might be like. The life of a sports mascot is the subject of a new series that's starting today on Hulu. It's called Behind the Mask. Josh Greenbaum is the creator and director. Josh, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
This is amazingly gripping television, I have to tell you.
Wow. Thank you.
But it's because I didn't really think it would be is the thing. I mean, it's about mascots, for crying out loud. First of all, how did you come up with the idea?
It's just been something that's been kind of cooking in my head for years. Ever since I was little and I was at sporting events, I sort of saw those guys. You know, instead of watching the game, I saw the kind of giant furry character off to the side.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I started wondering, you know, who's inside the suit? And then really, as I became a filmmaker, I started asking why. And that's really what this show looks at, is why does someone choose this profession in this world?
I'll tell you what, it's the character arcs just in the first half-hour episode were kind of amazing. I mean, I'm not going to give anything away here, but this high school kid who is introverted and awkward, and you put him in that costume from the Lebanon High School in Pennsylvania, and he goes bananas.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's part of what I was so intrigued by is the sort of superhero parallel.
Right, exactly.
They really live dual lives. And what you'll often see in many of these characters, I'd say two of the four that we follow are, as you said, incredibly introverted. And then you put them in the suit, and it's like a Batman or Superman suit. It transforms them.
Tell me about the search. We should say there are four main characters, right? A high school kid, a college guy, a semi-pro hockey mascot, and a pro basketball mascot. How did you find these four people? You must have talked to a zillion mascots.
We did. I had a whole team helping me out, and we reached out to literally thousands of potential candidates to follow. And it was quite a difficult search because these mascots actually abide by a pretty serious code, and chief among those rules is not revealing their true identity. So I would say, especially at the pro level, about 90 to 95% of them came back and said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not willing to let you show me outside of the suit and reveal who I am. They said, you can blur my face. You can change my voice. And I said, oh, you know, that's great, but I don't think we can do a 10-episode, 30-minute docuseries about you with a sort of blacked-out face.
Can these guys make a living doing this?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you talked about our NBA pro.
Yeah.
You know, these guys often make six figures and up. So,
Wow. Yeah,
when they get good at it.
Of course,
when they
he's jumping off a 40-foot ladder to do it.
That's right.
There is, as well, a career progression for these guys. I mean, you can go from a college mascot job to a semi-pro hockey mascot job. And then this guy who does it for the Wilkes-Barre, what are they, the Penguins or whatever, right?
That's right.
The hockey team, yeah. He keeps talking about wanting to make it to the NHL.
Yeah.
He's like, I will not give up. I've been doing this 10 years, and I'm going to get there, and I'm going to make it to the NHL. And it's like he's actually playing, except he's inside a penguin costume.
That's right. Yeah, and he'll talk to you about how difficult a move it is. I mean, you think there's only one per team, and actually several teams don't have a mascot. And when these guys get these jobs, they keep them for 15, 20 years. So there's maybe one opening in the pros every few years.
Sort of like public radio, actually.
That's right.
Which is a whole different documentary, I guess. You're a young guy, so maybe this question – I don't know how you'll answer this question, but it sort of seems like this is the golden age for people who want to do this kind of television because you have so many outlets. You could have gone to HBO. You could have gone to Netflix. You could have gone to all over the place.
Yeah, it is. I mean, as I said, I do think it's the golden age of television and just content creation. And I think what's so exciting for me with Hulu is that, you know, when somebody watches this show, like I think you did, you could send a link out instantly and say to your friends, check this out, and they can watch it. And that's exciting for me as a creator just because there's sort of instantly it can spread. You know, you always talk about starting a small fire and hoping that it spreads. It's really easy to do that on a channel like Hulu.
Josh Greenbaum, his film, his docuseries, if you will, on Hulu is called Behind the Mask. Josh, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.